Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with Grant Green of the Giants. And as I said, you have been in Sacramento before. Now, of course, you're up here with the Giants. But Sacramento baseball, what do you think? What's it like over there?
It's hot. It's definitely compared to here. I mean, it's fun, though. I was there, you know, with the A's for about a year and a half when they were still there. And coming back, it was, you know, a little bit different. You know, new organization, new players, people that I didn't really played with before. But it was fun.
Yeah, you know, looking, of course, we saw each other in spring training a lot and in the clubhouse. You know, you had a whole team, you know, of guys who had just joined the organization, and you're all up here now. How about that? You never know what's going to happen in baseball.
Yeah, you never do. I mean, it was, you know, we had a show that we had a good team down there on paper. I mean, we didn't really, you know, couldn't put the W's together like we wanted to, but, you know, a lot of people are here right now and helping with the team. So, you know, it showed that, you know, they ended up going out and getting a lot of quality, you know, minor league free agents. So,
yeah, you got to be ready. I always say in baseball, be ready for your pitch and don't miss it when you get it. You've been up here, you're hitting the ball well, and people should get to know you a little bit. You and I did our show in spring training together, but first round pick of the A's and a very versatile player, a guy who can play many positions, which helps a lot. Where do you like to play best other than just being in the big leagues?
Well, right now it's probably second. You know, it's the position that I've played the most the last couple years. Got to play a lot of third base down in Sacramento, which you know, I hadn't done a lot just recently in the past. But you know, I started to feel comfortable there. A lot of first as well. So it's, you know, but you know, it's kind of, it is what it is. But as of right now, it's probably second base.
All right. What's the biggest challenge for you at second base when you play second?
You know, when I first got there, it was just the different view, you know, coming up as a shortstop. And when I moved to the outfield, I played a lot of left. So it was just a different view, you know, on the other side of the bag and the footwork on trying to turn to from, you know, around second base. It was a little bit different, but, you know, it's all good now.
What kind of work do you put in to try to work on that? I mean, you got Crawford, a Gold Glove shortstop to work with, and you got Joe Panic, you know, to help you from time to time. What kind of work do you have to put in?
You know, at first it was a lot. You know, I learned when I was with the Angels, when I was playing a lot of second, I learned a lot from Howie Kendrick. You know, he was there and he was an older guy and he kind of really took me under his wing and, you know, showed me a little in and outs of the way to play the position and, you know, kind of, you know, brought that over here. And, you know, it definitely helps having, you know, Craw there. I mean, he's a phenomenal player and one of the best shortstops in the game. And, you know, having him there and, you know, it's really a really seamless, you know, transition into having him. So
you're a big guy. Do people bear down on you? Now, we know we have the new rules at second base, but you're a pretty big guy. I imagine you could take a hit.
Yeah, but I mean, no one really. I mean, I've gotten maybe knocked maybe once or twice, you know, in my career, but I've been lucky to be agile enough to get out of the way.
All right, Grant Green with us talking about playing second base. Now, hitting. As I said, you hit well here. And, of course, I tell people, you guys out of USC, come on, they can hit there. They should have been a football player. But give us a little bit of your college background because you were a first-round pick, and we shouldn't be shocked to see you come up here and hit the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been known as a good hitter. You know, when I was at SC, I was lucky enough to have a lot of good years there, three good years there, and you know, you kind of transitioned that in the minor leagues and always put up numbers there. When I got consistent playing time here, I've hit, so you know, hopefully just keep it rolling.
What's your approach to hit? And, you know, I was thinking about this today because we see all the stats of, you know, everybody wants to hit home runs today, you know, and strike out a lot, it's okay, and home runs and all that stuff. How do you approach it? And are you a home run hitter? I don't know if I've seen one of your home runs yet.
Yeah, I mean, no.
I think in the minor leagues, in spring training, you hit a couple, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really much of a home run hitter. For me to hit homers, it's more of, you know, the right pitch in the right spot. I always grew up as a guy that my father really instilled on me on, you know, taking the ball up the middle and the other way. You know, stay inside the ball, put the barrel on the ball, and hit the ball the other way. And, you know, it's something that you don't see a lot of anymore as young guys because, you know, the home run is such a key part of the game now. But, you know, I was the type of person where I always did that. And, you know, when I got the barrel there and was able to pull one, I can hit one out.
Yeah, well, it's fun to watch you hit, and as I say, you're off to a good start filling in for Joe Panic right now. What about the shift? Now, this is all new. I'm sure at SC you didn't work on the shift like they do it here. Take us through a little bit of the challenge for you on the shift and how it works for the second baseman.
I mean, really the only tough one is the shift on a lefty. You know, getting out and being in the outfield grass. That's really the only tough one because you get a ground ball, you go from grass dirt to grass, and you don't really ever see that unless you're in the shifts. I mean, that's the really tough one, but... You know, right now here, it's pretty easy with the shifts because, you know, like we said, you know, we have an unbelievable person at short and Belt at first. I mean, he's a great defender too, so it's pretty easy having those two guys, you know, being sandwiched between them and, you know, knowing that they both have range enough to get to balls that, you know, maybe most guys can't, so...
You ever play any softball? You're like a short fielder.
No, I never played that rover in softball.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. Like you can move all over the place. Now, how about when a righty comes up? Do you shift at all for a righty?
I mean, it just depends. I mean, yeah. I mean, if I'm playing, you know, we got a pull righty, I'll play on the other side of the second base bag. And you know, for me, that's kind of simple, just because I grew up as a shortstop, so it's the same view. If not, I'm playing, you know, a step pull, where the only tough thing then is, you know, just trying to get a ground ball off the mound. It will take a different bounce, but I mean, again, it comes down to, you know, the guys that are around me make it a lot easier.
Now, before you came up a second time, you got hit by a bat by Mac Williamson. And, of course, then Williamson, you came up here and for Williamson at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I've never really ever seen before. But, you know, Mac was hitting down in AAA and ended up taking, you know, an aggressive hack on a ball, and the bat slipped out of his hands and a helicopter into our dugout. And, you know, I had about six or seven guys, you know, around me, so I couldn't get out of the way, and ended up taking, you know, the bat to the knee. Got it 4 stitches, and so, I mean, it was something that I've never really seen before, but, you know, it was something that, you know, it kind of happens in the game, so.
Yeah, we don't like that. I said Williamson hit Pena, yeah. And then next thing you know, you were up here, and that's the way it works. Baseball is a funny game the way it works. Best day in the big leagues for you? You have a favorite day in the big leagues, maybe a big hitting day or a day of no hitters or something?
Probably for me personally was a couple years ago when I was with the Angels. It was the only day I've ever started at shortstop. You know, that was kind of a surreal thing, you know, growing up a shortstop in Southern California, getting my first career start there at Angel Stadium at short, and I ended up having a game-winning hit off of Fernando Rodney, and that was the only time I ever had a game-winning hit, too, so that was a surreal day.
Yeah, did he do the bow and arrow thing at you?
He tried to do it in the eighth inning, and he thought it was a ninth, and our dugout didn't really take kindly to it, and we ended up putting up 3 runs in the ninth to win, so it was a good day.
All right, Grant, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.